And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And welcome, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with not my brother Jeff, but the regular Jeff substitute. It's sort of like you're the Splenda of Jeff.
The Splenda of Jeff. Wow. Where'd you come up with that one?
Mr. Michael Guyman.
Hello, Tucson.
So my dear brother is off on a trip to celebrate his wife's birthday. He took her on a little bit of a cruise, and they're sailing somewhere in one of the sets of oceans that occupy this globe.
Is that the trivia quiz today? Do listeners get to guess which whoever
guesses where Jeff and his lovely bride Deanna are floating get a dozen roses from Mayfield Forest?
All right, that sounds like a great trivia question.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that later.
That sounds good.
Maybe I'll make something up too.
All right.
He might be in the Indian Ocean. I don't know. You know, I really am very poor at geography. So I know it's somewhere on the globe. Just don't know exactly where.
Does he have some sort of GPS device? I mean, can we track him on your iPad?
Yeah, it was actually implanted in his neck before he left.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, well, you know, we here at the Fred and Jeff Show really aim to please. And maybe what we should do is on our website at friendjeff.com, we can put a little nav bar, and you can see where is Jeff.
Right, just like you know,
it's like where's Waldo,
or where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Jeff Ronstadt? Yeah, it sounds like fun.
That's perfect. Well, we want to thank our sponsors for the Friend Jeff Show. Without them, we couldn't be having as much fun as we do every week. Made to order, our friends at Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, H&S Estate Gardening, our newest sponsor, Monkey Burger, and we would encourage people to go to friendjeff.com because they've been nominated. They're one of, I think, six finalists for best burger in the Southern Arizona, and we want our listeners to go and vote for Monkey Burger.
I believe they just opened their new second location downtown on the 12th of this month.
Yeah, and that was second Saturday downtown, and they said it was great, and tons of people down there enjoying the downtown, and it was pretty cool. Temco Air Environmental, our friends at Ronstadt Insurance, and the lovely ladies at Tucson Roller Derby. And I got to say, they had a triple header this last weekend at the TCC. And very sad, there was a little accident. One of the girls who actually was on the show last week at the Tinderbox promoting the event got a broken ankle.
Ooh.
And it was not pretty. And, you know, we're praying for her that she has a very fast recovery. She's be and behave. Sometimes I just don't say the names right. B and Have. B went down and broke her ankle, and we're hoping that she gets better really, really fast. Hmm. So, Michael, any exciting things going on in the world of Tucson?
Wow, you're just opening it up for me?
Yeah, you know, since Jeff isn't here, I'm going to give you, you know, all the time you want to promote whatever it is you're doing.
Wow. Okay. Well, I know you know the show tries to stay away from politics, but you know today at the mayor's State of the City luncheon, he did announce that he is after 12 years in office. This is actually his 12th year in office. That he is not seeking a fourth term. So it'll be interesting to see if that you know. If more candidates will sort of come out of the woodwork to apply for that job, this year being an election year for the mayor and three council seats. So, I mean, that's I guess, sort of the exciting news of Tuesday, February 22nd. Beyond that, as I've mentioned before on this show, I'm a board member for the Museum of Contemporary Art. And
Mocha just had a big opening. Was it last weekend?
It was this past Saturday. It was our second Local Genius Awards. So it's a big event attended by, we had about 320 people that packed the Great Hall at the Museum of Contemporary Art, which occupies the old firehouse at 265 South Church, right across the street from the Tucson Convention Center. Great event, honored five local geniuses, Calexico, Jane Poynter, and Tabor McCollum from Paragon Space Development, Diana Liverman, who is an author, a couple others. Janos Wilder was another one, and another example of a restaurateur who is, you know, doing what I think is the appropriate thing and opening you know, an establishment downtown, much like Monkey Burger did, taking the plunge to, you know, help support downtown.
Now, what was criteria for these awards?
You know, I don't know.
You're a board member. What's
yes,
up?
I know. But the funny thing is, Fred, that even though I'm a board member, there's actually this secret committee that the board members don't even know who these people are. They could be former geniuses. They could be, you know, people in the art community. And, you know, they look at what the idea is.
So Mocha is just a front for the Illuminati is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's probably one way you could look at it. But your listeners, you may have to explain that to some of your listeners. nonetheless, you know, the idea is to, you know, to promote those in our community who usually don't get a lot of promotion and attention that they truly deserve for accomplishing the feats that they have in their careers.
Yeah, you're right. Janos Wilder never gets any credit for anything.
Okay, that might be a bad example, but... the others, I think, are certainly deserving of the award.
Well, yeah, and actually, our guests today deserve a lot of awards, and we're going to recognize their contribution to this beautiful city right after we take our first commercial break, and we'll be back with our guests. So stick around.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Come enjoy the sequel to a literary bestseller, the 2011 Tucson Festival of Books, March 12th and 13th on the U of A campus. Connect with more than 400 of the world's greatest authors, including Elizabeth Berg and Martin Cruz Smith. Come for panel discussions and workshops. Come for book signings. Come for fun. It's free and for the entire family. Supported by the University of Arizona and Arizona Daily Star and presented by University Medical Center. Go to TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org for more information.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quote it.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
And welcome back, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with the perennial Jeff substitute,
who I call Michael Guyman.
Michael Splenda Guyman.
Yes. Surrogate Guyman.
Surrogate Guyman. Yeah, you are surrogate.
Yeah.
You are, but you're not, yeah, you are the surrogate. Well, today, you know, this week, the Accenture Golf Tournament is happening up in Dove Mountain. And we have, you know, world-class golfers playing head-to-head, and the field gets reduced by half every day. And one of the things that, you know, people who've lived in Tucson a long time know that there's a long, long, long tradition of PGA golf in our community. All sorts of famous stars used to come through here with the pro-ams. The tournaments would be headlined by, you know, people like Dean Martin or John Denver or all sorts of folks. And Joe Garagiola. And I'm getting comments from my guests. And so today we thought we'd, you know, just because the Accenture's here, it's going on this week, we take some time and talk about a little bit about the history of golf in Tucson. Talk about the conquistadors who sort of wrangled the golf program in and have been using it for decades to benefit a lot of young kids here in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And so with us today, we have Dave Noble from the First Tee program, one of the beneficiaries of golf in Tucson, and Mike Hayes, who is the man with the Tucson Golf Utility for the city of Tucson. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome. Thank you.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. So, Mike, I want to start with you. You know, we just to get sort of a broad history of, you know, PGA in Tucson, this goes back, you know, to the 40s.
Yeah, a gentleman by the name of Lou Deagle brought the PGA Tour to El Rio Country Club back in the early days. And I believe in the 60s, the Ricky Rarick himself and the Conquistadors kind of stepped up and have been taking care of it ever since.
Now, I know that, you know, this is every year we have the sanctioned event, but it's been at different venues. It's been you know, overseen by different sort of organizations and people. Give us a sense over time, you know, how this has matured to be, you know, the program that it is today.
Wow, you're aging me a little bit here, but I remember, I know that it was at El Rio Country Club, and then I believe it was at 49ers for a couple years, 49er Country Club, and it spent a lot of time at Tucson National, mm-hmm. and went back and forth between the Randolph Golf Complex, Randolph North Golf Course, and Tucson National a couple times. And then I believe it spent about 3 or 4 years at Star Pass before going back to Tucson National. And then when it became the match play, I believe they went up to the gallery.
The gallery, right. The gallery.
Right. And then now the Ritz-Carlton was built specifically for the match play.
Well, that's a lot of, I mean, a lot of play in our community.
Yeah, I think they've been a part of, I believe they were the, Tucson was part of the original tour. I believe we're one of the oldest existing tournaments consistently with the PGA Tour.
That's pretty sweet. Now, yeah. You know, I remember growing up, you know, here in Tucson and going to the Pro-Ams, and it was always exciting because, you know, when Dean Martin was the title person, all sorts of people from Hollywood would be rolling through here playing golf, you know. I mean, John Wayne, I'm trying to remember all the folks. I remember go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, it's funny, the Dean Martin era was able to bring a lot of celebrities and from Hollywood and different music, you know, Glenn Campbell.
Franklin
I
Kim.
Believe was very involved, and then when Joe Garagiola took over, he brought all in the baseball,
all the sports guys,
so it was more of the sports people. So we've been very fortunate in Tucson to have the history that way. That we've had a lot of celebrities coming in and out of Tucson during this time of year, and obviously celebrating our weather.
Oh yes, but I mean this is the best time to be in Tucson. Although, you know,
especially if you're from Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm. Regard myself as a very sick person because my favorite time of year is, you know, dead in the middle of summer.
But I'm one of those too.
Yeah, but most people, you know, most sane people enjoy this time of year here in the old Pueblo.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of the year.
So let's talk about, you know, you mentioned Ricky Rarick. Let's talk about you know, that, what's going on with that.
The junior program. Ricky's done so much in Tucson. Actually, he he kept the PGA Tour here for many, many years, and he also started the Sportsman's Fund, which helps send kids to camp every summer. But what I've been doing for the last 22 years is running the Ricky Rarick Junior Golf Program. That's something that actually this will be its 57th year going on in Tucson, and I'm happy to say I was a graduate of that program back in the early days, a couple years ago, I think.
You're just a young punk.
Absolutely. But, no, a lot of the golf professionals in Tucson, a lot of people that I run into every day, we played together as kids, and it was because of the opportunities that Ricky Rarick gave us. People like your father who made it possible for kids to get on the golf course and be able to play. And so we've been able to just kind of take what they built and keep it going. We've got about 250 kids now that play golf with us in the summer. It's basically just a tournament program. It's more of it's not necessarily a clinic type situation. It's actually more like Little League baseball, and they play golf. So it's actually tournaments. There's a lot of great programs that have kind of, developed. The Southern Arizona Junior Golf Program is where kids can go and get clinics, and those go all year long, and then they kind of feed into our program. And then we kind of feed into the Junior Golf Association of Arizona, the JGAA. So golf in Tucson and we're starting to see our programs kind of show the fruits of our labor with people like Michael Thompson, who's on the PGA Tour now, and Rich Barcelo, who was on the PGA Tour last year, and he's now on the Nationwide Tour, and then obviously Sarah Brown, who's, all three of those kids, I say kids because they came up through the program, and so they're all doing very well, and that's one of the great things is all the scholarships that we're able to help the kids get to school and get an education, and it's us all through this program, and it's been a lot of fun.
Let's take a big step back and talk about the Ricky Rarick program. How do people get involved in that?
It's real easy. We actually have a website, just TucsonJuniorGolf.com, and actually you can get on to any of the programs, Southern Arizona Junior Golf, Ricky Rarick, any of the programs, all on that website. And it's kids from 6 to 17, and you can learn how to play, and you can obviously find a place to play on that.
Now, is there any requirements? It's
just learn how to have fun. really, it is. It's just like Little League baseball. We want you to come out and have fun, and we have a lot of different divisions. We want to make it competitive. I mentioned some success stories, but there's a lot of kids that I still see every day, just in the regular jobs and doing stuff that have been able to enjoy the game and not necessarily have to win every week. So it's good.
Yeah, as someone who plays relatively regularly, I can understand the many frustrations of the game. So your point about making sure the kids have fun. What are the specific training programs with that? Especially since, compared to other sports, other sports are more of sort of like a team atmosphere, where, the kids sort of, build off of, each other's, skills. I mean, what are sort of some of the, program elements, since golf is such an individual sport?
Well, what I'd hope, and kids are like myself, you learn to play with your parents, and they get you involved, and if your parents are not golfers, then there's plenty of clinics. All the local golf courses, all the local pros have their own clinics at their own course. And then, as I mentioned, the Southern Arizona Junior Golf, and then, of course, a program like Dave Noble's working with in the First Tee program is, not only you learn golf, but you learn the life skills, and you create, good young men and women that will make good contributions to this community in the future.
One of those life skills not being, breaking your 9-9 or over your knee when you hit a bad shot.
Absolutely. I think one of the neatest things about First Tee when I first got involved was that one of the first lessons they teach is shaking the meeting when you meet other people, looking them in the eye and shaking their hands and learning to be confident. And I think that's one of the first lessons. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, but I think it's one of the best lessons they do.
It is very, very first lesson that we have is meet and greet, and we have a handshake and a smile, and we have a little bit of discussion before we start to play golf, just like anybody else should on the first tee.
Excuse me. Now, Michael, what's that website again? If somebody wanted to go,
TucsonJuniorGolf.com.
TucsonJuniorGolf.com. Now, does this cost anything to the kids? Or
The program is still relatively inexpensive. Each event is $10. The registration for the program is $25. And we're playing. We've got some really good golf courses this year. We're going to get to play. We'll play at Tucson National. The tournament champions is actually at the Gallery in the Ritz. We get to play Oro Valley. We play Rolling Hills. We play Randolph, Del Urich. I believe we're playing Davis Monthan this year, which is great because I used to play there when I was younger. And now with Terry Wilkes' help there, we're getting the kids back to Davis Monthan. We go down to Green Valley. We'll play two back this year. We'll go down to play Haven, Torres Blancas. So we play pretty much all over Southern Arizona, and all the golf pros are great. We pay very minimal fees for the kids to be able to play, and it's just a team effort by all of them.
Huh. Now, you said that the clinics are year-round, but the tournament play is just during the summer?
Correct. Southern Arizona Junior Golf runs clinics, I believe, almost two times a month on the weekends.
And is that the same age group?
Yeah, they break them down pretty much the same way. And it's no competition in a clinic. It's just learning how to play. And then when we take over in the summer, it's more just straight tournament play. So it's, you can learn how to play and then see how far you want to take it from there.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, growing up in Tucson, and I didn't even mention the Southwest Section has a program, and they play on Friday. So growing up in Tucson, you played in a tournament on Monday and Tuesday and Friday. So three times a week I was playing golf for $2 and playing in a tournament and learn how to compete and how to, handle myself out there. And as Michael mentioned, it's not a team event. It's an individual event. And so you learn a little bit more about yourself mm-hmm. fairly quickly. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, my mother-in-law always reminds me that you learn more about an individual on the golf course than you would in any other setting. So, when I'm breaking my 5-wood over the cart.
all the pent-up anger is being expunged.
Yes, exactly. Now, you also mentioned, I mean, we talked a little bit about the PGA history, but there's also a little bit of an LPGA history here as well, where I believe it was the Welch's tournament that played at Randolph.
Yeah, I believe the LPGA started back at 49ers Country Club, and I think they called it the Copper Open or something along those lines. And then I know it was at Randolph Golf Course for many, many years, and then they transferred over the last couple years to Del Urich. And at the end, the last several years—
They played at Del Urich?
Yeah, the last couple years they played at Del Urich, and the Tucson Parks Foundation was the group that ran that event. And the LPGA Tour is struggling a little bit. They're not as many tournaments. It's more of a world tour now as opposed to a United States tour or U.S.
exactly.
tour. But I think they'll find their way back.
That's awesome. Now, when we come back from the news bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking about the first tee program and maybe some conquistador history and benefit to the community. So stick around.
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Support for Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi appears to be deteriorating. A short time ago, Libya's interior minister announced he's resigning. CNN's Nick Robertson explains why.
He said that Gaddafi has essentially massacred his people by machine-gunning them down with automatic weapons in Benghazi in the east of the country. In his estimate, about 300 people have been killed. And he said that Gaddafi had told him that he wanted to use planes, aircraft, to attack his citizens.
In an address on state TV today, Colonel Gaddafi said he will fight to the death. Rescue teams in Christchurch, New Zealand, continue to search for survivors after yesterday's powerful earthquake. The death toll now stands at 75. The TSA and Delta Airlines are investigating how an 80-year-old woman ended up on the wrong flight. She'd apparently been given someone else's boarding pass. This is CNN Radio.
At your office, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your streaked documents with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP or any other national brand ink and get 20% in Max Perks bonus rewards. Valid through February 26. $60 before taxes. Offer excludes Office Max brand and ink refill. For bonus reward offer on HP toner, minimum 2 toner cartridges per transaction to qualify. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Well, I'm here today with Lisa and Leslie.
Hello.
And I can see that you're...
We're twins.
Twins, kind of reminds me of Progressive and 21st Century Insurance. Both offer the same great coverage, same no-hassle claim service. They're basically identical.
We're identical.
But get this. Drivers who switch from Progressive to 21st save an average of $520 a year.
We're identical.
Oh, boy. For a free rate quote, visit us online at 21st.com. 21st Century Insurance. The same great coverage for less.
This is a message for all men dealing with frequent urination or waking at night to urinate. Right now, New Vitality is inviting you to take part in a nationwide giveaway of their best-selling supplement, Beta Prostate. You heard right. Every man who calls right now will learn how to try our best-selling supplement, Beta Prostate, for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. For details, just call 1-800-747-0319. Supplies are very limited, so don't wait. Beta Prostate is made with a breakthrough ingredient shown to support a healthy urine flow and bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to urinate. Take part in this special opportunity and try Beta Prostate free. But hurry, this free offer will only be around for a limited time. And when this offer's gone, it's gone. Just call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. Call 1-800-747-0319.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because, come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft, and park in front of Monkey Burger.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with not Jeff, but Michael Guyman, who is graciously agreed to come in here with his happy bow tie and glasses for, you know, you dressed for radio. You are dressed for radio.
Hey, I just came here from work, man. Leave me alone.
So it is now time for the infamous Cigar of the Week. And online with us, all the way from the Tinderbox, is Big Mike. How you doing, Big Mike?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, Mike. The bow tie looks great.
Thank you. The picture will be posted on fredandjeff.com soon.
Wonderful.
You know, I didn't get a chance to harass you last week, Michael, but Big Mike. But yeah, we have two Michaels here now.
That's right.
But I always tease Big Mike because whenever we go to the Tinderbox, he always gets his hair cut. So he gets his hair cut for the radio show.
Oh, well, they say I've got a great face for radio.
All right. So what are we going to be tasting this week for the Cigar of the Week?
Hey, this week we've got the Romeo and Julieta 1875 and Tubos. These cigars come already pre-packed in an aluminum tube, and they're lined. The tube is lined with cedar all around it. So they come in six different sizes, and the wrapper on the cigar is Indonesian shade grown. The binder and the filler is from the Dominican Republic. The cigar is medium-bodied, but it's got a very smooth and mellow taste. It's the Romeo's 1875 that lets people know how long the company's been around. They've been making cigars forever. Great, great smoke.
Now, what is the purpose of having cedar inside of a tube?
Well, cigars typically will, for the most part, if they're in tubes, they'll come in a glass tube or an aluminum tube. And in this case, with the aluminum tube, they typically will line it with cedar, so the metallic taste from the aluminum isn't going to get into the cigar. And if you look at any, you know, like cigars in our walk-in humidor, and even cigars that come in wooden boxes, our humidor is lined. We have a Spanish cedar ceiling. We have cedar walls in our walk-in humidor. And cigar boxes are typically lined with Spanish cedar. And your better humidors that you buy for your home or your office, they're also lined with Spanish cedar.
Now, Mike, this is kind of a rudimentary question, but should people remove the cigar to put it in the humidor? Could they put it in the humidor just like that, or does it matter?
If it's in the metal tube, I would pull it out of it if I'm putting it in the humidor at home. But in a glass tube, really doesn't matter. And some people even take the cellophane wrapper off on a cigar in the humidor. I never have with my personal ones, but there's no right or wrong. It's whatever you want.
Does the tube, whether it's aluminum or glass, keep the cigar longer? Or how quickly should you put it in a, you know, more humid environment?
Well, you know, any cigar you buy from our store, you know, with us all living in the desert, we're searching for humidity on a minute-by-minute basis. Put in the humidor as fast as you can. But the good thing about the tubes, be it glass or aluminum, is makes great gifts, great presentations. If you go to the golf course, it won't get as damaged as easily as if it's just in cellophane. So it's just a different way of packaging. It doesn't change the taste of the cigar whatsoever.
Now, I know that you have the special Fred and Jeff / Accenture Cigar of the Week, the Romeo and Julieta, and it's a buy three, get one free.
Yep.
And where can people go to get that sweet deal?
We're located at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And if anyone wants to give us a call, please do at 747-4807.
Thanks, Mike, and we'll be smoking some of those cigars out on the course.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
Unlock your child's imagination. Come to the 2011 Tucson Festival of Books, March 12th and 13th on the U of A campus. From toddlers to teens, kids are covered. Meet famous children's authors like Lewis Stocker. Enjoy storytelling and plays. Read to a dog. Write your own book and much more. It's free and for the entire family. Supported by the University of Arizona and Arizona Daily Star. And presented by University Medical Center. Go to TucsonFestivalOfBooks.org for more information.
It the
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with Michael Guyman, who is not my brother.
Hello.
My brother from another mother.
Oh, good grief.
And with us in studio is Dave Noble from First Tee, in my case, from the City of Tucson Golf Utility. And online with us is Judy McDermott, who is actually the executive director of the Tucson Conquistadors, and I believe it also has a big role in First Tee. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Pretty good, Fred. How you doing?
Doing really, really well. So you're out on the course today?
We are. It's a beautiful day out here. We had great crowds, and Tiger showed up, so then the crowds followed him the whole day as he played his practice round. And he played in the afternoon, which is unusual for him. He usually plays at the crack of dawn on a Monday or a Tuesday. So and our First Tee kids were out here today and had a great day. They got a lot of autographs from Ian Poulter, our past champion, and tons of other players, U of A grads, Jim Furyk, of course. So it was a great day out here, and the weather's beautiful, so I encourage everybody to come out.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous.
And Ian Poulter unveiled what he is going to wear on Wednesday, correct?
He did. There was a vote on Facebook, and, of course, the U of A Wildcat colors is what won. And so Ian, tomorrow morning, he's teeing off early, around 7:30, 7:45, something like that, and he'll be sporting the Wildcat colors tomorrow with his outfit.
Oh, that's fabulous. What were sort of the other choices that people had?
Because,
Ian, he won last year in an all-pink ensemble, which,
correct.
You know, it's great because that sort of adorns all of the Accenture billboards all over Tucson.
Correct.
So, you know, he had some really fun outfits that people could choose from.
He really did. There was some one that had a little bit of gray tone, one that was kind of desert colors that were kind of brown that was obviously very attractive, but hands down, the U of A Wildcat colors won.
Yeah, there's no question there. They have to.
Yeah.
No doubt. I'm sure several people voted more than once, but
so, Judy, you know, we've been talking the history of golf in Tucson, Southern Arizona. You know, the PGA has been here since the 40s, and the Conquistadors have played a significant role in cultivating that relationship with Tucson. And have you really used that as a tool to support youth activities, youth sports in Tucson and Southern Arizona? So one of the things we want to talk to you about is, you know, where, you know, the economic benefit of the PGA and some of the things that the Conquistadors are really engaged in.
Correct. And that's one of those things that no matter what kind of PGA tour we've always hosted, we've always given money back to charity. And, you know, we've averaged about $1 million a year for several years now. The first year the Accenture Match Play Championship came to us, we actually gave $1.5 million back that year, and so that was a record year for us. Obviously, the economy was good then. Everybody was excited to have the top 64 players in the world come to Southern Arizona, and everybody bought a ticket, a corporate tent, you name it. And then, unfortunately, 2 years after that, the economy hit, and we took a little bit of a hit, but we still always have given away $1 million no matter what we've done, whether it's sell raffle tickets to raffle off a vehicle, you know, to sell games, sell tickets to the Sidewinders or the Toros. We've always had some sort of fundraiser where we can still, you know, fulfill our mission of fostering youth athletics in this community, because obviously that's very important. But obviously we're known for hosting professional golf.
Judy, you mentioned Tiger appearing at the tournament. Phil Mickelson is also returning to the tournament after a one-year hiatus last year.
Correct.
Have you experienced some sort of, I mean, they talk about the Tiger effect.
Right.
Does that also affect the money that you receive for the programs?
It doesn't affect us with our corporate dollars, really, but where we see the bump with those two players coming is the phone definitely rings more to buy just your general daily ticket. And to be quite honest, it's more important to buy those general daily tickets because, you know, that's really money in the bank for our kids. You know, when you're selling big corporate hospitality tents, those are very expensive to build. There's food and beverage associated with it. And so as important as those corporate hospitality sponsors are to us, your general daily ticket holder is very important. So imagine, you know, our tickets start at $25 and go up to $45 per day. And kids 18 and under are free if you come with a paid admission. And obviously a lot of people out here are bringing kids, but that's money in the bank for us. So I really encourage people to come out and buy your daily ticket. And don't sit at home and watch it on television. It's a beautiful event to watch on TV, but come out and experience this beautiful golf course and the top 64 players in the world and help our kids.
Well, the course is designed specifically for this play and specifically for people to enjoy it on the course.
Correct. It's a wonderful venue where obviously both nines, you know, turn at the clubhouse and it's easy to watch golf. There's a lot of adjoining fairways and there's a great spot over at 7 Green where you can see 4, 5, 6, and 7 and you really don't have to move on the front nine if you want to do that. And obviously we have a rock'em sock'em party in our Walter Hagen tent on 13 and a lot of people obviously get in there, and luckily some people give them tickets to get in there, and we have a lot of people buy tickets for that venue, and that's obviously the place to be.
Sort of trying to replicate the stadium golf atmosphere up at the
Waste Management
tournament up in Phoenix.
In a much calmer way. Obviously, we don't oversell this event because it's match play, and so we encourage people to come out to this event because you really can get up close and personal with the players. Monday and Tuesday, obviously, with the practice round days, best days to get autographs, but the players still will sign autographs when they're done with their round here, and it's just perfect because you really can get so close. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. I use the example here when we're out selling the tournament, the U.S. Open when Tiger won before when his knee was so bad, but before he had surgery and he won there at Torrey Pines. Lots of people from Tucson went to Torrey Pines and went to San Diego to see Tiger play in the U.S. Open. And they were shocked how you really couldn't see golf very well there because they're selling 45,000 tickets a day to that event. At this event here, we're not selling more than 20,000 tickets a day for the first few rounds, and on the weekend, we're not going to have more than 10,000 people out here. So you really can see golf and enjoy it and not get trampled on.
And now, that's by design. I mean,
it's by design because of the match play format is one of the reasons, because there's less matches to watch as we go on to the weekend, but we also want to make it enjoyable for all our players. And with a title sponsor like Accenture, they make it possible that with the dollars they spend to be the title sponsor. So we don't turn anybody away, you know, luckily, but it's something that, you know, don't miss out. So come on out and buy a ticket and come out to the event.
I think we'd be remiss in talking about this. You know, we have the absolute gorgeous weather generally mid to late February. You know, we have a golf course that is designed for this match play. This is the fifth year, if I'm correct.
You are correct.
That match play has been up in the Dove Mountain area, whether it's at the Gallery or the Ritz-Carlton.
Right.
What efforts are being done to work with Accenture, work with other sponsors to try to keep this event here in Tucson?
We're doing everything possible. And what I tell people is that it would be hard for the PGA Tour and Accenture to walk away from a sellout. So I'm really reaching out to all of your listeners to spread the word and come out, even if it's just for one day, come out and buy a ticket to the tournament and fill the crowds and show the players and Accenture and all of our sponsors how much they appreciate having this event here and that we don't want to lose it. It's real easy to sit home and watch it on TV because it is a televised event on international television, and there's 28 hours of television coverage of this event. But once you get out here and experience it live, then you understand what it's all about. The networking opportunities, just the beauty of the golf course, and there's nothing like actually, I realize HDTV is good now, but it's still not the same as watching these players hit a drive, you know, off a tee or even just putt and chip right on the fairways.
Well, not only that, but it's my understanding that Duck Soup is back on Friday.
We are. We've brought back our Friday night party. We're having the Duck Soup reunion, the Duck Soup Band, which is the official band of the PGA Tour. And we're having a party on Friday night in the closed bashes, So it's going to be quite interesting. Lots of space at the Dove Mountain and Tangerine intersection there at the Dove Mountain Center.
So, is this going to be like a PGA rave? Have a
you
have
could,
a foam
you
party?
Call it that. Maybe just a conquistador rave. but we're actually going to open the doors there around 3 or 3:30, and the band will start playing at 5:30, so bringing back some of the old days. So Friday could be a great day if people come out to the tournament. It's just $45 for a ticket, and then you can go on down to the party for and see Duck Soup, and that's $20 to get in, but that gets you two drinks. Two drink tickets come with that $20 ticket.
Judy, is it, you know, I just want to echo your comments about seeing it live. I've been to the tournament all 4 years.
Good for you.
I certainly plan to go sometime this weekend. I was actually volunteered as a walking score.
Wow.
Three of those years.
And that's a prime position.
It really.
Yeah, it's actually tough to become a walking score. So you must know people.
It's well, yeah. Some say I do.
He knows how to walk.
Walk and chew gum at the same time. That's an important characteristic to have. But yeah, I can't agree with you more. I mean, I was essentially very spoiled to be walking right behind the players as they were taking their shots. But
right.
Nothing beats being out there to just physically see how far these guys can hit the ball, physically see and visually see the control that they have around the greens on some of their approach shots.
Right.
It's an
absolute
marvel.
If you're a golf
marvel.
Fan, but and then even if you're not a golf fan, you can sit in a tent and have a hamburger and have a soda and enjoy that and network. And, it really is the place to be seen.
It's a
fun party, and it's all about Tucson. And like I say, just the more people that come out, the more that helps the kids. And you can't say that about every professional sporting event. Someone gave me a quote one time, and they said that the NFL spends more money advertising how much money they give to the United Way versus how much money they really do give to the United Way. And with a PGA Tour event, every dollar that you spend at this event, some of that money is going back to our kids to play sports.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because it's a great event. It brings tons of people to Tucson, and obviously, it's good. The impact of having the Accenture here is really good for Tucson and Southern Arizona. The numbers are, it helps taxes and everything else.
Correct.
Keeps people employed and active. But let's talk specifically about the kids project. So we talked about the Ricky Rarick programs earlier.
Uh-huh.
In the show.
Right.
And First Tee is something that the Conquistadors really got behind put
right.
together.
Well, Fred, thanks to your father, obviously, years and years and years ago, we started trying to develop a First Tee program, within the city park system. And we succeeded, and so we have a great partnership with the city of Tucson and El Rio for our First Tee program.
And before we get going any further, tell us what the First Tee program is, because it is it's not just in Tucson, it's across the country.
No. The First Tee is a national program. If you do watch golf, you see a lot of commercials nationally advertising the First Tee. Some people think that Tiger Woods started the First Tee, which isn't really the case. Obviously, his father, Earl, was very interested in providing golf to underprivileged youth, and that's kind of the way the initiative for First Tee started. And, George H.W. Bush, was the first honorary chairman, and now they just announced at the last meeting that our employees just went to the First Tee, that George Bush's son has just taken over as the honorary chairman. But it's a national program where all the curriculum is developed around life skills and the 9 core values, such as sportsmanship, courtesy, integrity, honesty, perseverance, things that our kids even today out at the golf course exhibited when they were being polite and getting their autographs just from Ian Poulter and being patient and waiting for him and thanking him. It's all about the way the First Tee started, as I like to talk about, is that kids learned how to first tuck their shirt in, put their hat on straight, and look you in the eye and introduce yourself and say, "Hi, my name is Judy McDermott. What's your name?" And that's the first thing you do on the First Tee when you introduce yourself to play golf with somebody. And so, like I say, that's what we've started as a chapter of the First Tee at El Rio. And our staff there teaches kids basically 4 days a week for a 9-week session. And they start with the 9 core values for each session. So the first session might be honesty. And they start the kids in a classroom setting, talk about honesty and how it applies to their everyday life, go out on the golf course, talk about how honesty applies on the golf course. And then they come back in and wrap up about honesty applied on the golf course. and have a little session, and they go through that 9-week session through a 9-core value. And it's really a great program, because what Joe Barrow, who's the CEO of the First Tee, the national program, says is that we're not trying to create the next professional golfer, but we might be trying to create the next, you know, judge or attorney or, you know, just good corporate citizen.
Absolutely. Now go over the nine the core values. So honesty.
You know, honesty, integrity. Is Dave Noble still there? He can jump in, obviously.
Yeah, you know, Dave hasn't gotten, he hasn't gotten much airtime, so.
He hasn't gotten much airtime?
No, I'm interested in what you've got to say. It's very interesting out of what's doing out there. But there's judgment and there's courtesy and
sportsmanship
is great. We've got nine of them, and I've never put them to memory as many times as I've dealt with those things. I guess now that my memory is coming back, and
what's funny is what we talked about today is when the kids were with Ian, you know, respect is one, but we said maybe patience is a 9-core value. It's not one listed in the First Tee curriculum, but the kids were patient today and waiting to get their autographs from Nate Coulter.
And responsibility, and Mike just came up with integrity. So
right, and I mentioned that one earlier, obviously.
So memory is not a core value?
Not for any of us.
Speak for yourself.
But like I say, obviously we're teaching golf, and you know, someone once told me, an old golf pro, that just the game of golf itself, without the First Tee and without nine core values in the curriculum, it still is a game of honor and respect and integrity. I mean, there's no doubt. And any sport that these kids play, that's why the Tucson Conquistadors support all sports, because all sports are inherently, you know, developing character and life skills, you know, for these kids. It doesn't matter what sport you're playing, you're still playing by the rules.
Well, obviously, right at the moment, the First Tee program is germane to what's going on in Tucson right now. But let's talk about what the Conquistadors do in general for the community. I mean, you're right. It's not just golf that they support.
Right. I mean, you name it. I mean, you know, Fred, your brother Jeff, has been one of our funding chairmen with the Conquistadors. And basically, we meet monthly to give away our money, which is really a neat way to do it. It's not like after the golf tournament we have this big pot of dough and decide who to give it to. You know, people that come to us for money actually fill out a fund request form. A Conquistador is assigned to that request, and they go out and visit the facility or talk to the people on the phone, go see the kids, see what's going on, and then they come back and we have a meeting, and they make recommendations of how much money we should give the organization or the individual, you know, team. And then we have a board meeting to review that, and then we sign the checks and send the money out. And we basically do that every month. We don't do it in February, obviously, because we're busy with the golf tournament. And, you know, but basically 12 months of the year we're writing checks to these kids to play sports. And we do a lot of emergency things. You know, there was that Continental Little League team that won the state championship or the regionals, and they didn't ever think they'd go there, and they didn't have the money to go to Phoenix, and they hadn't saved any, and so, you know, they were going to have to drive back and forth in a van, so we sent them money so that they can then, you know, stay in a Holiday Inn overnight, and the kids were just elated.
Yeah, I mean, the Conquistadors support the Boys and Girls Club.
We support the Boys. We support like 300 organizations.
Right.
So whenever people ask us, it's really tough to us to say, well, this is what we support. Because obviously we give to the Boys and Girls Club every year. We give to Special Olympics every year. Educational Enrichment Foundation and the Amphi Foundation. You talk about a kid needing to play after-school sports. You have to pay for that now. When I was a kid, you didn't have to do that. And so if you have to pay for after-school sports and a kid can't afford it, we then do scholarshiping for that. You know, we scholarship kids to play Tucson youth football, soccer. Every sport, we're playing a hand in it somehow. You know, kids that do rodeo and roping. You know, we build scoreboards. It's just, you name it, we do it if it has anything to do with sports.
Absolutely. Well, Judy, thank you so much for making time. I know that you're out there in the course, and it's probably a long day for you. And Dave and Mike, we appreciate you being in the studio with us.
Yes, sir.
Michael, thank you for your sugary substitute sweetness.
Oh, you are more than welcome, Fred. Always a great pleasure to be here. And I guess, sorry, I need to stop. Thank you, everyone.
They're playing the music.
KJLL.
Hello, you're on the air.
South Tucson.